Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, make service your first priority, not success, and success will follow. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who focuses on providing outstanding customer service. Today's playmaker and his family have been in a business whose roots go back over 100 years. With us today is an owner and founder who is the third generation to his industry and has a two-year-old firm. This great playmaker is Britt Fair. Britt is owner and founder of Fair Texas Title. Now, Britt is no stranger to the title business, having grown up around the industry as the third-generation Fair in the title business in DFW. Britt's late grandfather, Bill Fair, and then his father, David Fair, owned and operated Hexter Fair Title Company, which was originally founded in Dallas in 1916. Britt joined David at Hexter Fair in 2004 to learn the business and worked his way up the company ladder. When David sold Hexter Fair to First American in 2012, Britt stayed and ran the DFW operation for almost 4 years. But Britt missed the ability for a local company to make its own decisions on client and employee matters. So at the end of 2015, Britt founded Fair Texas Title. Well, Britt, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, yours is a true Texas family, especially with the background that your dad and grandfather were in. What's it been like for you and your family to have been in a title business for, it would have been, 100 years?
It's great to be associated with the old Hexter Fair story, founding of Hexter Title Company in 1916. And my grandfather worked for the Hexter family and then bought it from them when there were no Hexters left in the 60s. You know, so it's fantastic to have that legacy. It also is some big shoes to fill when, you know, my grandfather and my father, I'm proud of the reputation and legacy that they set forth and makes me, propels me to want to try even harder because those are big shoes to fill.
For somebody that has not been in the real estate business, as I have not, I still was very familiar with the Hexter Fair name. So it's either because I saw a lot of Hexter Fair information or probably because Hexter Fair did such a good job. Would it be the latter?
I'd like to think so. I think it's both, really. I mean, I think Hexter Fair certainly was a leading organization throughout North Texas in the title business. But they also, just like any company, getting your name out there is something that's very important. And so those two things kind of go hand in hand. You're successful because you get your name out there and build a reputation, and that leads to further success.
Well, you work with your dad for a while, from 2004 till about 2012. Then you worked with First American. What was it like working with your dad and being in a family business?
Well, my dad served as a really great mentor for me. I came from a more of a banking and consulting background, and so had not really thought much about the title business. So I had to learn it from the ground up, and I couldn't think of a better teacher and mentor than my dad, David. I certainly learned the ropes watching him on a day-to-day basis. He let me have just enough rope to hang myself sometimes, but he was always there to catch me if I needed help, and he provided great guidance, and so you know, it's a pretty interesting dynamic, and not one that I don't think everybody can do that, working with family members or a father son relationship or mother daughter or could be any of those, but I was a little bit wary of that coming in, and I really couldn't have asked for a better mentor and a better working relationship.
Well, it sounds like he let you make your own mistakes.
He did.
And you can't learn without making mistakes. You were in another career prior to getting into the title business. We were talking about this before the show started, and I want you to talk about that, but did that business that you were in, the consulting business, help you when you got into the title business?
there's always a lot of things you can learn from lots of industries. You know, consulting and banking both, which were I was in both of those industries. Both are very much people businesses. You have to learn to communicate ideas, communicate sometimes difficult conversations that need to be had. There's also a lot of analysis that needs to be done, and that's really the same thing in the title business too. So whether you're managing people or crunching numbers, there's a lot of transferable skills in those types of things. And you know, at the end of the day, working with people and trying to advance whatever the company's agenda and provide a good service to those people, you know, is really true in banking and consulting and the title business as well.
Well, you were working for First American for almost 4 years. What was the impetus? What was the spark that you thought, I need to have my own business? I need to get back to the family heritage. What was it that made you make that decision?
There are people who really like working at large companies. There are people who really like working at smaller companies. I came to realize pretty quickly that I was in the latter category of, it's just difficult working at a large company and bureaucracies and how do decisions get made and what is the logic behind them.
And this is a national company too, is that correct?
Yes, and they're a fine public corporation, but there are challenges in that.
You know, it's different.
There are decisions that need to be made quarterly. You have to appease Wall Street and the analysts who are following your public company, and so decisions on every September there was going to be a layoff, and we knew it because Wall Street expected it. And you know, it always makes sense to trim fat if you're fat, but it doesn't make sense to cut muscle just to impress Wall Street analysts. And so there were some things like that that I felt sort of undermined our own success, in that, you know, if you do those kinds of things enough time, your coworkers start to lose faith in you and the company. And, you know, that's all we are, is a collection of employees. And really, that's what I came to realize, is how I wanted to start something smaller, local, focused only here, decisions made only here, with the local employees and local customers in mind. And that became my singular, or I guess I won't say singular focus, but dual focus was local customers and local employees.
I'm going to ask you more about the title business specifically in just a moment, but we are living in an area where the largest auto manufacturer in the world has chosen North Texas to be its headquarters, and DFW is now the fourth largest metropolitan area in the United States. What's it like starting a title company with such a great market for real estate?
It's unbelievable that, you know, I have taken the approach that I don't want to be a title company in other submarkets in Texas or the U.S. You know, I don't need to go to Austin. I don't need to go to San Antonio or Houston or any other place because of what you just said, that the growth in DFW and the dynamic nature of the economy here is such that there is plenty of business in the title business. To be able to focus on, local, I can drive to every office any day that I want, and if there's a client need or an employee need, I'm there. And so when a Toyota or AT&T a few years before that, or the State Farms and Chases and Liberty Mutuals and, you know, all the companies that keep announcing, maybe Amazon, who knows. But, that it's very exciting from a both commercial and residential real estate standpoint.
Many people don't really understand what a title company does. Everybody that purchases a home, sells a home, ends up at a title company. So tell us what a title company does. And on top of that, and if you don't remember, I'll remind you, what makes Fair Title, Fair Texas Title, different?
Well, a couple things. So the two easiest ways to think about the title business. Number one, we serve as that middleman or escrow agent when the buyer and seller of a property, and I think back to, they may not trust each other, and we're talking about large sums of money, so the seller doesn't really want to give the title to the property to the buyer until they've received the money, and the buyer doesn't want to give the money until they know they're going to receive the title. And so we serve as that middleman. That's sort of the obvious one that people see because they come to our table and sign at our office and see that we are serving as that middleman. There is also an insurance component to that where we, the title agent and our deep-pocketed underwriters that we partner with, guarantee to the buyer and the buyer's lender that the ownership of the piece of property that they are taking on is free and clear of all these liens and prior mortgages and whatever else. So they are getting a clean title to the property that they are paying for. So they want assurance from that. And so that is part of the process here is issuing actual title insurance.
What makes Fair Texas Title different than the multitude of additional title companies in the DFW area?
I would say the number one thing, I'd say it's twofold. So number one is our focus only on DFW. We're not distracted by what's going on in other markets in Texas or across the country, or not worried about trying to be the biggest title company around, because I just don't believe that being the biggest is what's important. Being the best is what's important. But the way we go about doing that, and this is really how I think we differentiate ourselves, is through our employees. We want to be the employer of choice in the title business. And by focusing on these employees, and usually we can attract some of the best employees in town because they see that they are our number one focus. And generally, our employees who have been in this business a long time and are really good at what they do have very loyal clients who say, so-and-so really takes great care of me. I'm going to close with them wherever they want to go, and I want to make them want to come work at Fair Texas Title. So by the focus on the employees, we are also, therefore, providing the best service because these employees are the best at providing customer service.
Let's talk about that. As we talked about before the show started, I'm impressed with anybody in the title business because your business is all about taking care of the customers you just mentioned. What have you put in place? What have you brought from what you learned in the past to be able to offer that exceptional, outstanding customer service to develop customer loyalty?
You know, there are lots of ways you can do it, and I'm not here to say that we do all the right ways. And for example, First American, one of the things I'll compliment them on is they focus on technology, and they feel that technology is the right way to serve customers. And it can be. I'm not even here to say that it isn't. I have taken a different approach, which is think of it more of a white glove boutique-y type service where we feel that, you know, our employees, and again, we want to attract only the best employees, they already know exactly what they're doing, how to communicate, and they have created these loyal followings because of those communication skills, because of their organization skills and understanding what our industry is and how it works, and really almost all have already been trained in the best ways of serving those customers, and the proof is in the pudding when they develop this these very loyal followings of real estate agents and lenders and commercial real estate folks and buyers and sellers of property.
Well, you mentioned technology that First American has. Technology is very important, especially in the 21st century. People want it to be as easy as possible to purchase or sell a home. On the other hand, you come back to customer service, which needs to be there first, and I would believe you'd probably say customer service is over technology in terms of taking care of the customer. But to be able to have exceptional customer service for your clients, it takes internally working with your people too. What kind of leadership tools have you put into place to make sure your people are on top of customer service for your clients?
Well, one of the key things there is putting in place strong people in management roles, and I have hired a bunch of people, many of whom I have worked with in previous spots, to run the legal department, the title plant that does all the research on properties, policy issuance, where we make sure all the sort of I's are dotted and T's are crossed when we send out title policies. So the key is having those people in place doing their jobs, and then they can be consulted by our staff in the various offices who oftentimes don't need consulting because they have a lot of experience on their own right. But putting the people in place who are the subject matter experts, who then our branch employees can consult when necessary, and that sort of keeps us on the straight and narrow path.
From what you just mentioned, and maybe think about your transition from one title company to another, you apparently had this in your head for a while, putting the game plan into place prior to starting your own business. So you probably put a lot of thought and effort into not only how you're going to run your title company, but who you're going to have in place to do that. Is that correct?
It is true. I mean, I think that having worked at Hexter Fair with my father, I saw a lot of things and the way that it worked there. That doesn't mean that, that was the only way to do things. So then when we were purchased by this much larger public company, I saw other ways of doing things. And some of those things I really embraced. And I didn't go into that with preconceived notions that I would ever leave that. It just became obvious over time that my preference was for the smaller company. Yes, in this business, though, you do meet a lot of really good people along the way. And so it wasn't necessarily that I had long thoughts of who all I wanted to recruit and from here, and I'm going to go start a company. But by golly, when I decided that I was going to start a company, I sure did know a whole lot of people who were high-quality individuals.
I'm sure it started falling into place for you.
Absolutely.
At the right time. We're speaking with Britt Fair. Britt is owner and founder of Fair Texas Title. Website is fairtexastitle.com. Now, you've mentioned your father a number of times. I'm sure he's one of your mentors or biggest influencers. Anybody else besides your dad, and how did your dad do that for you?
Clearly, my dad is number one on that list with his specific title experience. He's a legend and is known throughout Texas, really, but certainly here in North Texas as one of the title experts over the last 50 years. And so he gave me very specific title modeling, so to speak, that to follow, as both in terms of technical title, but also probably more importantly, just how to run a business, how to run a title company. Clearly, I have lots of other influencers in my life. I mean, my grandfather was not particularly a title role model to me. I mean, certainly I looked up to him, but I was a kid by the time he retired. But pastors and Sunday school teachers, and I had a football coach in high school who probably growing up instilled a whole lot of work ethic stuff in me, Coach Orville Jones, who many of my friends who went through Highland Park High School know exactly who I am. And one of the things he taught me was the value of hard work. And our position coach, we were defensive backs, and he would make us start practicing 30 minutes before the rest of the team had to start practicing. And I can't say that that was a real popular thing at the time, but it's one of those things that kind of stuck with me as far as, wow, maybe sometimes you can outwork other people. And so he's one that comes to mind. And, like I said, but if I think in title insurance, I think my dad probably certainly would be number one on that list.
You mentioned a couple of coaches playing football. As I was thinking about that, your dad obviously was a coach to you. You must be a coach to your people. Any specific ways you coach them to become better at Fair Texas Title?
I think the number one thing that I coach my people on is how to treat other people. We all know about the golden rule, and then I heard somebody actually teach me about the platinum rule, which was, don't teach them how you want to be treated, treat them how they want to be treated. And it's not always the same thing. I approach business as just treating people the right way. And that's both employees, coworkers, that's clients. That's not always going to be perfect. Sometimes you're going to have dissatisfied clients or dissatisfied employees. And you know what? That's when the real character gets revealed, is how do you deal with those situations? You're never going to be perfect. And I think the right approach is just go into it with a servant's heart, and you do the best you can. And if you ever mess up with a coworker, mess up with a client, you always you just sort of acknowledge it and figure out how to make the best of the situation. And so I think that you know, that's the number one aspect of training. And then when I start getting into technical things, that's when I get my subject matter experts in there to do training on our systems or on our legal aspects of title policies and title production.
You mentioned when things go wrong. To me, when we're talking about customer satisfaction, customer loyalty, it's not how you take care of me when things are right. Anybody can do that. It's how you take care of me when something goes wrong. So my guess, and you can acknowledge if I'm correct or not on this, is that you have worked with your people to help them understand what to do when things go south, because this is not a perfect business. This is a people business. Things go wrong.
That's absolutely right. And the other key is to make sure that my boots on the ground understand that I have their back, you know, so that sometimes, you know, the last thing somebody, I mean, first of all, the last thing anybody wants to hear is, I'm sorry, but our policy is such and such. So I want my branch managers, for example, to understand, hey, look, if we, you know, somebody is dissatisfied because there was some sort of charge that we charged them $250 for, and for whatever reason they think we shouldn't have charged them for that, I don't want my employees to think I'm going to get fired over $250. You know, my point is, hey, let's make sure everybody's happy. Obviously, we feel like we provide a great service and earn the money that we earn. But if somebody's mad about something, I like to empower my coworkers to make those types of decisions to serve the customers, because I think in the long run, that's much better situation for customer service than to sort of threaten somebody's job. Oh, you cost us $250. You know, I want people to want to work here and know I have their back.
Similar to your dad letting you make mistakes when you start with extra fare. You are now in 5 locations in DFW area. Preston Center, you have a Plano office, Southlake, Alliance, and Fort Worth. What's next for Fair Texas Title?
I've taken the approach back to what we were talking about a little earlier. I don't necessarily want to be the biggest title company. There are others who like to argue about who's the biggest in Texas and who's the biggest in the country. And so I think growth is going to happen. I've got a lot of people who are interested in coming to work at Fair Texas Title. There's a lot of people who work at some of these other title companies who don't like the way that things are handled there. So we will be expanding. You know, what submarkets, I don't know. Certainly, you know, as I have said earlier, we plan on focusing entirely on North Texas. So it won't be somebody from Austin coming and knocking on my door, because that doesn't fit what I'm trying to do. But, you know, certainly it could be the, you know, going south in Arlington and Ellis County or Kaufman County or someplace like that, or, you know, more development within the counties that we have, Collin County, Dallas County. I mean, are such big counties to only have one office in those. And then, you know, Denton County, I don't even have one currently in Denton County, but that's certainly on the radar. So we've got a lot of expansion opportunities within this submarket, but it sort of just back to depends on the right people. I don't want to go to a certain submarket just because I want to plant a flag there. This is a people business, and it's all about the right people. And I don't want to have people who fit what we're trying to do and fit our culture, and we'll get along with our coworkers, and those people will come. And when they come, we'll set up an office in a new location.
Well, I mentioned your 5 locations, which are also on the Playmakers Talk Show website. How should listeners get a hold of you and or Fair Texas Title?
Well, the easiest way to find, you know, especially if you don't know exactly where those offices are, you can certainly go to fairtexastitle.com, and we have a map with all the locations and where they are, you know, because Fort Worth, for example, I have a Fort Worth office, but Fort Worth's a big place, right? So you may say, oh, I'm actually closer to the Southlake office or the Alliance office. And similarly, you know, we have an office that's called Plano, but Plano is also a big place. It's actually at the tollway in 121, and so you can get to that office from just about anywhere, because that's kind of the center of the universe these days, I feel like. FairTexasTitle.com has a map with all of our locations and all our individual phone numbers. So I think that's probably the best way to start when people are looking for us.
Well, Britt, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are definitely a playmaker.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
We just spoke with Britt Fair. Britt is the owner and founder of Fair Texas Title. Again, the website is fairtexastitle.com. Again, thank you, Britt, for being a playmaker. It's been great having you on the show. And thanks to all of you for listening and joining us. Join us again at Playmakers Talk Show, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com. And we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at playmakerstalkshow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.